information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers redeemable for KPP Concerts.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy.
I'm Henry.
And this is Dark Side of the Tune. You can come a little closer to
your
mic.
Okay, yeah, boss.
Well, last week we couldn't hear you that much.
Well, last week I was...
Oh, sorry, 2 weeks ago.
Taken out back and executed.
And shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might be a surprise, that, you know, now that I'm back.
Kind of like... Do you know the movie Reanimator?
Sure.
That's what we did to you.
Right. I was thinking more like Weekend at Bernie's, but that's okay.
Oh, well, he didn't come back to life.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's the thought that counts.
And there's a second Weekend at Bernie's, so
there
actually
is.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
okay, what did we just listen to?
We just listened to Canada as sung by the Young United Singers. This is on a vinyl I just found at a thrift store.
Value Village.
At VV. Oh, yeah. It's certainly... A record.
Louder, son.
It's certainly a record.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
Thank
it
you.
Is.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'm glad you think so. I'm glad you agree with me.
No, yeah. So the theme for this, well, Spotify Raps just came out. Let's give the backstory. Spotify Raps just came out, and...
Well, we know Spotify is evil.
Yes, exactly. This is a time to highlight Spotify. Well, first of all, Spotify doesn't pay their musicians. They get like 0.0002 cents.
And Spotify funds programs to actually kill you.
Yeah.
As if you'd like to murder you. So, you
yeah,
know.
With AI technology. So and they have ICE ads.
Despite the fact that we do, we all know how wasteful physical media is. you know, and how just yeah, you know, how expensive it is and all that whole shebang.
Value Village.
I think we're doing an episode to you know, just show how fun it is to hang on to your own junk.
Yeah, exactly.
So
become a hoarder.
So that's a record
I've never met a hoarder I didn't like.
I have.
Oh, who?
My uncle. Great uncle.
Oh. Well, all the hoarders I know are like, they're good people. If it wasn't for the hoarding, they'd be perfect.
Sure, sure, that's fair. What's coming up next, Tommy?
Up next. So this is a record that I got like a month ago, I think, at the Campus Discs. The guy, he's like here every couple of weeks.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. They're reasonably priced records. I do like him, but this is the specially priced maxi single. This is New Order with World in Motion, and it is a mix because maxi singles are always mixes. This is the Carabinieri mix, which means police in Italian.
Fancy.
So yeah, first up here is New Order with World in Motion.
Carabinieri. express yourself. Create the space. You know you can win. Don't give up the chase. Beat the man. Take him on. You never give up. It's one-on-one.
Express yourself. It's one-on-one. Express yourself. It's one-on-one.
Yeah. Ai, marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da C4C, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Right before that little promo there, you would have heard Downchild with their song, It's a Matter of Time. I have this on vinyl. It was given to me by my lovely uncle, Uncle Steven.
Is this the uncle that decided he didn't want to walk
anymore? Can we not talk about that, actually? Can we not talk about that?
Okay.
No, Uncle Steven is awesome.
Shout out Uncle Steven.
According to Uncle Steven, Downchild was a really big blues band in Toronto in like the 70s. Yeah, so there you go. Some Toronto blues.
Toronto.
And man, this album, it looks like a pizza.
If you could see it.
It's delicious. You open it up and there's a big pizza.
It's making me really hungry.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Neither of us have had dinner.
No, just some chips in the waiting room.
In the lobby. Not in the studio.
No, we wouldn't do that.
And then before that, we listened to my New Order single. That was World in Motion. So yeah.
Rock on.
You can tell the quality. You can tell we're recording from a turntable.
Well, just wait. Just like, wait until our next episode is when we're recording cassette tapes.
Yeah, cassette tapes in the most janky way possible.
Oh, we have so many cassette tapes.
But that's actually part two. This is a two-part physical.
Two-part, three-part, maybe four-part. Who knows?
Maybe we just do the show physical from now on.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but look at how much time it's taking.
Dark side of the.
We've been here for maybe 2.5 hours already.
Yeah, but now that we have everything troubleshooted, we know how it all works.
Okay, that's true.
Except for the CD player that scratches all my CDs.
Yeah. Yeah, that does really suck.
That is nice. I like that.
That's kind of ridiculous.
That's kind of awesome. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's trying to like rewrite a new song on there.
Yeah, or just get rid of all the bad songs.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's opinionated.
Like B-52's Planet Claire. Planet Claire's a good song.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up next, it's not a record. It's actually a CD. This is Henry's CD.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone say thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
This is, I guess, like California hardcore. This is 2005. It's kind of given Fallout Boy.
Some of that old school.
Old school. Well, this is actually a year older than me.
Okay, just a little one. Okay.
Well, you were born in 2005.
Yeah.
Okay,
aren't that, whatever.
Shut up. Okay, so coming up next, here is Bullet Train to Vegas with Prescription for the Blind.
Yeah.
so you just heard that was the That was the model by Kraftwerk.
The model by Kraftwerk
for wonderful, for beautiful West German, as it says on the back.
Okay. Well,
boys.
Well, everyone knows that electronic music would not be where it is today without Kraftwerk.
Without the Germans.
Exactly, that as well. Well, nice there, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that would not be invented.
Yeah, like music.
The microphone.
Oh, yeah, that microphone.
The Autobahn.
Oh, the road where they drive. Yeah, you know, there's a whole song by Kraftwerk about the Autobahn.
Oh, is it on this album?
Fun on the Autobahn.
Is it on this album?
No.
Oh. Is it on the other Kraftwerk album that we have sitting in the
room somewhere? One's about the Tour de France, because these four German boys really loved the Tour de France, the big bike race.
We're just looking physically, obviously, at the album cover.
Yeah.
They all look like, you know, the guy that you're scared of. Have you seen this man in your dreams? They all look like that.
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of uncanny valley.
Well, it's because they have their makeup on, you know, and they have some big bushy eyebrows
and lips
and bad haircuts.
Yeah, well, you can't, it's German.
They look
80s.
A bit chopped. They look pretty chopped
work. And then before that, we listened to Bullet Train to Vegas with the song Prescription for the Blind, and it would have been the first song on that album, except the CD player started, well, actually the first song is called Cut the Party to Pieces, and the CD player started cutting the CD to pieces.
Yeah, it was like
the Terminator.
Maybe it's just dirty, the CD player. I mean, can CD players get dirty?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, nice job.
I just remember we had a DVD player when I was young, and if the DVD player was dirty, then the DVDs wouldn't play.
That makes sense, actually. That makes a lot of sense. Maybe that's how it always works.
Okay, shut up. Coming up next, we have this is our only new thing, because everything that we're playing is dusty.
Dusty? Well,
it's dusty. Well,
dusty enough.
Dusty enough. It's been sitting somewhere for a while.
Yeah.
And it's been loved. All pretty
very
loved.
Very much. I mean, you should have seen the amount of paint on that Downchild. record.
Down. Why is there paint on it?
Well, I'm going down.
Why is there paint on it?
Because my uncle is a painter.
Oh,
well,
okay,
a woodworker,
nice.
But he paints as well, you know. Like
carpenter,
docks.
like Jesus.
Yeah, one of his paddles was given to the former president of China. Because he makes
what?
Canoe paddles.
Oh.
And it was like a gift from our prime minister to the president of China.
I think a glorious leader, actually.
I think it's precedent. I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. I mean, we do have that Mao Zedong tape that will be played eventually.
Next episode.
So, you know,
please,
chairman.
Hopefully.
The chairman will be live.
Exactly. But yeah, coming up next, this is off of a record that I actually won last week.
Woo!
Less than a week ago.
Go Tommy.
I won it in a raffle because I was at the Arachnia show that was at, it was for charity.
Okay, doing stuff. Okay, supporting
a
good cause.
And it was at the Daft Brewing?
Yeah.
Which it's tiny in there. Like, you cannot fit
it works.
All those people
it's
in
a,
there.
It's a close-knit
spot,
you know.
And also, I was kind of sad because Arachnia got cut off, and also, no one moshed.
Well, that's when you have to start.
No, some guy was starting.
And
some guy was two-stepping completely
in
by
because
himself.
Because you had the prize, which you didn't just put down or put in a corner.
If I put it in a corner, someone would have stolen it. Okay, I have I'm looking at it right now. This is a signed record of their new album. Okay, it's priceless.
Priceless. Great. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What are we going to listen to off it?
We are going to listen to the first song on side A, the opener. And they played this at the... Verona Flores was there supporting Arachnia. And it is called Ice Storm 98.
Hit it, Tommy.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And Henry's being gay.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, after that promo, can you blame me?
Oh, true.
That, a Grammarphone.
I don't know who recorded that, but I would like to meet him. It's late at night.
Well, yeah.
It gets cold and lonely in the studio.
It does, and I mean, sometimes you just want to find the man who speaks for Gramophone.
Yeah. What did we just listen to? Jamiroquai.
Yeah, I think we did.
That
was Canned Heat?
Canned Heat.
I had to remember.
Well, that's the one that's in Napoleon Dynamite. That's why it's so good.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I think I have some others I prefer, but you know,
oh,
I don't mind Canned Heat.
Well, I mean, Virtual Insanity's kind of like, well, it got really big.
It got really big because of Family Guy and the memes.
Yes.
And it's still a good song. I like the newer...
memes were kind of overdone.
Yeah. I like some of the newer one. He released an album, Automaton or Automaton, and that has a really good song on it.
That's how does it pronounce?
He says it. Well, it's Automaton.
Automaton.
That's how you say it. But
yeah,
in the
automaton.
Song, he goes, Automaton.
Okay, Automaton. I like that.
Yeah, I remember that came out in like 2017, and you see my mother, she's a big Jamiroquai
fan. Okay, yeah, this is making a lot of sense now.
Yeah, and it was all on her little iPod, and then I
does
got
anyone
the iPod.
Mind if a white boy gets a little funky,
gets a little groovy?
Funky. And this is embarrassing. I thought Jamiroquai was black for a long time, but just because he's got such a beautiful voice.
That's fair.
Same with the Bee Gees.
That's also interesting. Yeah. I mean,
people think that Rick Astley is black?
I
like never gonna give you up.
Really? That's
weird. Like a whole thing.
I don't get that.
Me neither. But maybe it's just because like I grew up knowing what Rick Astley looked like.
Yeah, didn't everybody like when you get like Rickrolled?
Yeah, but like in the '80s, when the song actually came out.
Yeah, but did they not watch like MTV or whatever?
I guess
MTV
not.
Get off the air. MTV get off the air.
MTV. Oh, actually, here's a little story that I learned yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Speak it.
So there was, well, both me and Henry are really into like those stupid like internet mystery YouTube videos.
Oh no, love that.
And there was one. It was the website was called E Corpus, and it essentially sold human body parts, like cadavers.
Oh, can we pull that up right now?
Okay, yeah. E Corpus, and oh, no, you actually opened something. Oh my God, it's a dead body.
Oh my God. Okay, what do we want? The hand?
Yeah, I want the eyeball. People were like, oh my God, this website from South America, it's like selling dead bodies. Like, it's crazy. It's selling human body parts. And it actually turns out that the entire time it was a gag or a hoax run by MTV
Get
to promote some like stupid.
That's awesome.
I don't even know what it was.
Good for MTV. Wow.
Like, that's how stupid it was that I don't even remember what they were trying to promote.
That's so, like, alternative, you know?
Well, MTV
and, like,
just...
rock and roll.
MTV only plays Ridiculousness, but Ridiculousness just got canceled. Forever.
Oh, well. There goes...
so long.
There goes music television.
Oh, it's Ridiculousness isn't even music. MTV just plays garbage.
Yeah, but that's what MTV...
should be.
Well, that's what MTV...
What's the Canadian MTV...
There's
a Canadian. No.
There was
yes,
a
there is.
MTV.
Much music. Much music was the Canadian MTV.
Man.
It was. If you go, I think
stupid.
Much Music still plays music videos.
Okay, so does Vivo.
Shut up.
Vivo, put on the music video for a Whippet.
Like Salt and. Oh, no, that's Push It.
No, like Devo. Vivo.
Okay, I was just.
Okay, what?
Salt and Pepper. We're getting Salt and Pepper.
Okay, what did we hear before Jamiroquai?
That was Verona Florists off their new album,
which
came out in October. That was Ice Storm 98.
So it is new, it is modern music.
It's modern.
It's up to date. But we're going to take everybody back with our next song, back to the roaring 1950s with the Ventures. We're going to listen to their hit song, Pipeline, a bit of surf rock for you fine...
surfers.
Fine, yeah, surfers. Thank you.
That was
Talking Heads.
No,
that was the Talking Heads.
I wanted to announce it. I'm sorry. So that was the Talking Heads, and I really messed up Henry's record trying to put it away.
Yeah, she kind of put it in the plastic that goes on. She put the record in the plastic that goes on the outside of the actual, like,
and
of,
I stuffed of everything. It in there.
Yeah, but it's okay. We learn.
Well, it's not like it got scratched or anything. And also, I own this exact record. It's just not here, so I'll just
swap
with
you. We'll see how it plays next time.
It's just a piece of vinyl. But yeah, that's the new feeling by Talking Heads.
Man, look at these. Look at these fellas on the bat. Jeez.
This is why it's so nice to have.
You would fit in, right? Well, you would fit in
I
with
think,
them.
I think
oh,
I
yeah,
would.
You would.
Well,
maybe minus the piercing you have on your nose. That's
true.
A bit too punk. You know, these guys were a bit, just a bit different.
A bit new wave.
A bit, oh, new wave.
Now Henry's throwing things off of the desk. He's throwing our poke.
I am kind of disappointed because we wanted to play some cassettes and the cassettes weren't working.
But we will next episode. Tune in next week.
And the episode after that.
And the episode after that, because it will all be cassettes. And it's going to be really good and really high quality.
Yeah, very high quality. I hope you guys love Falco, Backstreet Boys, and 20 Minute Workout, the original music class number 3.
But that's like, we could lay a beat down to that.
True. My name is Henry. This is Tommy. You better watch out because we're the place to be.
And that reminds me and Henry and the other Henry and Sam and Daniel.
Of course.
We're in a band.
The best band.
We started a band.
You are currently hearing from the eponymous.
Wolfgang. So we're Wolfgang and the Blasters.
Right.
I'm Wolfgang.
I'm Henry Blaster.
Henry Blaster. I don't know. There's two Henrys in the band.
We can do two Henry Blasters.
Yeah, you guys are like twins. You can be like the... And you like finish each other's sentences.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my goodness. I really like that.
But it's going to be...
Oh, I really like that. I think we should do that. Oh my goodness.
And skip onto stage.
Oh, I do love to skip, though.
Yeah, I know. This guy doesn't walk. He just skips.
Well,
flounces.
My last name may be Walker, but you know. Skipper it's would be more appropriate. Skippy. Yeah.
Henry Gayer.
Skippy Walker over here.
Maybe that should be your Skippy Blaster.
Skippy Blaster.
Yeah, oh my god, it's like the Jackson... The Jackson 5. Well, have you seen that? You have to have seen that video of Michael Jackson. He's in the Jackson 5.
I'm the skinniest Jackson.
No, I'm the skinniest Jackson.
I'm the skinniest Jackson.
I'm the skinniest Jackson.
Oh, you say you can't sing.
I can't sing, but I'm the lead singer of the band. So.
Why don't we do a Jackson 5 cover band?
Yeah, well, I call being the skinniest Jackson.
Okay, what are we playing?
I don't even... next up, we're almost done the show.
Is it this one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's
okay.
Oh, the two last ones.
It's the two remaining ones.
Yes.
But yeah, keep your eye out for Wolfgang and the Blasters. Coming up next, we have this is another one of my records. Henry has his whole collection here. I only have a few that I've bought recently.
Because she's broke.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I checked my bank account in the middle of recording, and I have less money than I thought, but that's okay.
Embarrassing.
Well, at least they don't tree plant.
I cook.
Ooh.
I cook.
Or so
sizzle,
you say.
Sizzle, sizzle.
Or so you say. First up, we have Behind the Wheel by Depeche Mode. It's the extended remix because the side that has like the regular mega mix is filthy for some reason.
And after that, which of these are we playing?
Well, I played the first one.
You played the Fanfare for the Pope or
yes.
The Raftsman? Okay, no, well,
Fanfare for the Pope. So we're ending off with
Pope John Paul II sings at the Festival of Sacrosong.
Sacrosong, yeah.
This
it's
album,
a Polish thing.
This album originally authorized and approved for sale by the Pontifical Mission Society.
Pontificate.
Pontifical.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I saw the Pope this summer.
Yeah, but this is John Paul II.
I know.
That's
May he rest in peace.
Leo, the
May
Lionheart
he...
or whatever.
He's beautiful.
Catholics are going to execute me everywhere.
Yeah. Get ready, buddy.
Okay. Well,
you got a big storm coming.
That's been us on Dark Side of the
Tune. So tune in for next week because it'll be even better. First up, here is Depeche Mode with Behind the Wheel.
You're